black hole virial masses from single epoch photometry. The mini JPAS test case by Jonas Chaves Montero et al. Precise measurements of black hole, BH, masses are essential to understanding the coevolution of these sources and their host galaxies. In this work, we develop a novel approach to compute BH virial masses using measurements of continuum luminosities and emission line widths from partially overlapping, narrow-band observations of quasars. We refer to this technique as single-epoch photometry. This novel method relies on forward-modeling quasar observations to estimate the previous properties, which enables accurate measurements of emission line widths even for lines poorly resolved by narrow-band data. We assess the performance of this technique using quasars from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, SDSS, observed by the Mini-JPAS Survey, a proof-of-concept project of the JPA collaboration covering approximate light-year EQ1, DEG squared of the northern sky using the 56 JPA narrow-band filters. We find remarkable agreement between BH masses from single-epoch SDSS spectra and single-epoch Mini-JPAS photometry, with no systematic difference between these and a scatter ranging from 0.4 to 0.07 dex for masses from log, M underscore BH, M underscore ODOT, approximate light-year EQ8 to 9.75, respectively. Reverberation mapping studies show that single-epoch masses approximately present 0.4 dex precision, letting us conclude that our novel technique delivers BH masses with only mildly worse precision than single-epoch spectroscopy. The JPA survey will soon start observing thousands of square degrees without any source preselection other than the photometric depth in the detection band, and thus single-epoch photometry has the potential to provide details on the physical properties of quasar populations not satisfying the preselection criteria of previous spectroscopic surveys. This was black hole virial masses from single-epoch photometry, the mini JPAS test case, by Jonas Chaves Montero et al.